G'day listeners and welcome to another episode of the Scouting Australia podcast, powered by Australian Property Scout Buyers Agency. I'm your host, Sammy Gordon, and today, guys, we're back for another Shark Bites episode, and this week we're going to be chomping down on the long format we did this week with Big Jimmy Ibrahim on mindset and overcoming your worst enemy. We've got a few things to get into today, guys, so I'm going to jump straight into it. Bite number one, what's your relationship with money? Really, this is all about becoming knowledgeable with this and knowing if you're genuinely frugal or if you're the opposite and are you spending too much. It's a great starting point with wealth creation and getting ahead. To get super clear on this, guys, it's going to enable you to scale forward and save quicker and be able to build this portfolio faster for yourself. Bite number two, not blaming other people for your situation. You need to take ownership of your current position and where you're sitting at right now. And where you are right now is a direct result of the actions that you have taken in your life to this point. So own it, change if required, and move forward hard. Worrying about staying in your own lane and dominate that. This is where I see a lot of people go wrong, and I was actually the same as this back in the day. I worried too much about other people and what other people were doing, and taking that all in a negative light, not worrying so much about my own lane and dominating that. When I stopped worrying about everyone else and all that bullshit, I started killing it myself. So focus on that, guys, and don't worry about what anyone else is doing except to take inspiration from it. Bite number three, not making enough. Guys, it is generally 99 times out of 100 a cop-out. Now, for myself personally, I know for Jimmy, he's had a few struggles here and there as well. But I know for me, I was a very low income earner when I started out. It took me 3 years to save enough for my first deposit. If you really want it and you're willing to save hard enough and you're willing to work the extra jobs, you will get there. And I guarantee you that you will get there if you save hard enough to do it. You just got to make sure, obviously, the first deal that you go and purchase is correct and you make the right purchase. Don't rush it. If you take 3 years to save a deposit, don't go out and buy a property in the first month of looking because, obviously, you want to make sure you're buying the right thing so you can keep moving bigger and better beyond that as well. Bite number four, you have to become comfortable getting uncomfortable. Doing those uncomfortable things you don't like doing is typically what's going to move the needle forward for you. It's one of the oldest sayings in the book. And, you know, in this scenario and what we're talking about with Jimmy and I on the long form app as well, you'll never get what you don't ask for. So, you know, if you're on a lower income or you can't, you know, you need more money to be able to keep moving forward and build this and save a deposit faster, you know, go and ask for the raise. Go and have those uncomfortable conversations. If they're not willing to give you a raise and you know you're worth more, start shopping jobs and maybe seeing if the ability there is to jump ship, make more money somewhere else, where maybe there's better opportunities for you to scale up and get to a bigger and better point yourself as well. I can say, again, from personal experience, it's something I didn't do early enough in my journey and in my career, and I know it would have helped me, you know, further myself as well if I had done that sooner. And one of the great, you know, I guess, comments and quotes that kind of came out of the potty as well, is that nothing great is ever achieved inside the comfort zone. You have to step outside of it to achieve something bigger and better. Bite number five, go back and listen to the full catalog of Scouting Australia apps to upskill yourself to max ability. Guys, you want to get as much information together as can. You want to get yourself as knowledgeable and as educated as you can on this stuff, whether you're working with us or you're trying to do it yourself. But even if you're working with us, become as knowledgeable as you can. That's going to make you the best investor that you can be. To consume as much content as you can. My honest opinion is that the Scouting Australia podcast is the best platform for it because it gives you a real life bloody example on how you can do this shit. Not theory, it's just stuff that's actually being put into practice. Bite number six, finding a good, honest, reliable mentor will fast track your journey faster than anything out there that you can go and do. You can consume as much content as you want. And obviously that's going to help upskill you as much as possible. But obviously getting a mentor and someone's been through and can help guide you through it is going to be the biggest and best needle moving action that you can most likely do. Bonus bite on this, guys. If this is a buyer's agent, they should, as a minimum for one, have already achieved what you're setting out there to achieve. Otherwise, how are they going to be able to help you get there? If they haven't even done it themselves, how are they going to be able to help you do it? And number two, be making their fee on the way into a deal. So if they're helping you go out there and source property and buy property, make sure they're making their fee on the way into a deal. If they're not, they're not worth the salt. They're not worth what you're paying them. It's all well and good. You want the mentor. You want to be put into the right location, but they should also, as a minimum, be making your fee, their fee, what you're paying them to get into a deal. They should be making that as a minimum on the way in. Anyone that tells you it's all good to buy at market value and no, you shouldn't be doing that. Don't worry about discounts, blah, blah, blah. They're not worth what you're paying them. They're lazy. They're shit. Move on. Point number seven, your circle of influence is key. It is huge. It is super, super important. This is family, friends, and everything that you consume. Everything you're looking at your phone, what you listen to, everything. If you have a negative circle, that negative influence, you have to get rid of it or it is going to crush you. It's not going to help you grow. It's very, very hard to grow in the darkness, right? The best way to sway them to your path as well and get them on the same journey as you is to send them your favorite Scouting Australia podcast episodes. To get out there, start sending it around, guys. Get them, show them the light. Show them the light and get them going. Bite number eight. If you can't do it on your own, call Australian Property Scout. Bite number nine. Delayed gratification is everything, guys. As you're building this out, I don't care how much you make. There are very few people out there that haven't started on this journey that a little bit of delayed gratification wouldn't be able to help. If we also throw into the mix all you guys starting out, delayed gratification is everything. So if you really knuckle down, and even if it's 1 year, you don't go on that trip, you don't buy that car, you don't go out every weekend and blow $500 on a weekend out or a night out. You do that for 1 year and that gets you into your first deal. And then that first deal, 12 months later, gets you into your second deal. Plus you're saving more of a deposit and getting into more. Nothing is going to move the needle more. I've probably said that 5 times in this thing so far today. Nothing's going to move the needle more. But that delayed gratification and holding yourself accountable to that is going to be huge in that personal development journey and building the portfolio as well. Why number 10, guys, the final why is all about your relationship with debt. You have to form a love with debt, good debt that is, and you'll begin to dream about it and you want to think about it and you want to form that really, really good relationship with debt. Not a lot of people in Australia have that. A lot of people are worried about it, especially the older generation. I know my parents' generation, my parents and their friends and stuff, they're always weird about it. You just want to buy your own home, pay it out, blah, blah, blah. You have to start to embrace debt and realize that it is a great thing and that you really, really want it on your side. Once you do that, obviously you're going to want to get as much of it as you can because that's going to give you the ability to leverage and scale and build your portfolio. So if you've got any sort of negative connotation towards that sort of debt, good debt that is, make sure you change it because it's going to be super, super important in your journey to be able to build and go forward as well. Guys, if any of you didn't listen to the full length app, I would encourage you to go back. Jimmy was on fire. These couple of mindset apps that he was on, this Jimmy is great. Whenever I've had issues before I've caught him, he's excellent at kind of pulling the goodness out of different situations. He dropped some absolute bombs and some absolute gold, golden nuggets out of these couple of apps. So go back and listen to the full length apps, guys. I think you'll take some great value. That's it, listeners. A wrap for another Shark Bites app. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you once again for tuning in. If you took some value, please send it on to someone you know, who would also take some value from this. Like I said before, you want to keep building that inner circle and keep building them up to show them the light and get them around on the same page as you as well. So you want to build a community around yourself of like-minded individuals. We want to keep sharing this, keep growing this community so we're all talking, thinking, speaking the same way so we can keep building each other up. Until next week, guys, another episode of Shark Bites on the Scouting Australia podcast.